Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
My grandfather would hold court, and back in those days, all the men had breakfast in the kitchen. My mother was one of five children, four brothers. One was lost in World War II.
It's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring, everyone.
And all the women would go in the dining room and on the lace tablecloth and have tea, and the men would have a big breakfast.
What did I always tell you? Breakfast is a big boy's most important meal of the day. Now start on these Cocoa Puffs, and I'll scramble you some eggs.
I like eggs.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And Ange comes up, and I'm getting in the car, and he goes, Joey, baby, what are you... And I thought the Secret Service was going to shoot him. I said, no, he's good, he's good.
No matter how many times I hear that, it always makes me laugh.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to give us a call, check in with us. Our text line, text Howie to 63566 and join the text club. And now it's time for the chump line.
Lovey, I always figured that Joe Biden was more of a Glenn Miller fan, but yesterday he impressed me when he referred to Highway to the Sky, which of course is my favorite Leonard Zeppelin song. In fact, that might be the name of my next duty-free yacht.
You know, he had a yacht named Let It Be. I think he got rid of that one, though. But let's play cut 11 from Biden. Just as again, they're coming so fast. This is a golden oldie by now. Even though it's less than 24 hours old, cut 11.
We didn't just build an interstate highway system. We built a highway to the sky, to outer space. We invested to win the space race, and we won.
Yeah, we didn't have any investments in equity and diversity and climate studies to determine whether the rocket launches in Cape Canaveral would impact a species that might be endangered. Those were among the changes, the differences between then and now, Mr. Dementia Joe.
If Jen Psaki has a press conference and there's nobody there to hear her, is she still lying?
That's one of those philosophical questions above my pay grade, as Barack Obama used to say. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, fully supporting a father's right to paternity leave on the birth or adoption of a new child. Families are the backbone of our country, but throughout history, generations of new fathers answered the call of duty during national crises. Just saying.
Go figure, this is the economy you get when you do a mail order president.
I never heard that description of him, but that's good. I like that, mail order president. You know what else you could say about him? He's cash on delivery, COD. Or at least Hunter is COD, picking up the cash for the big guy.
Joe Biden here. All you people that aren't on board with my Build Back Better program, you stupid bastards are trying my patience. Like, when I was a kid watching FDR on the record player, nobody ever doubted him. No joke.
I'm still confused about the name of it. Cut six, please.
But in the Build Back Better plan.
In the Build Back Better plan, or is it pronounced a little differently, cut 27?
That's why the second build is the so-called Build Back Better plan.
Plane. Sounded a little bit like he said plane instead of plan.
In case you needed more proof that China's insane, they're now blaming COVID on lobsters from Maine. And there's no doubt, once this comes out, there'll be plenty of moon bats to feel their pain.
Oh, yeah. The AOCs, the squad, will be demanding reparations from the Maine lobstermen for this grievous Eurocentric imperialistic plot against the People's Republic of China. This communist, what do they call it? The CCP, Communist Party of China.
First it was FDR, then there was JFK. And now it's FJB.
Or is it LGB? Let's go, Brandon.
It looks like we'll all have to go on the Let's Go Brandon diet because food is now either unavailable or unaffordable.
Yeah. When you see something you can no longer afford to buy for your family, or you see it's just not there on the shelves, just say a silent little "Let's go, Brandon," to remind yourself of who has brought this workers' utopia to the shores of the United States of America.
Joe Biden never says anything to piss anyone off. It's one of the advantages of babbling.
The babbling pisses me off. I don't know about you.
Joe Biden said he was pleased to honor Dr. Martin Luther Vandross.
I think Luther Vandross is a little beyond his memory span, as diminished as it is.
Wait a minute. Joe Biden in a motel with no pants? Geez, the fruit don't fall far from the tree, do it?
He couldn't remember if it was a hotel or a motel, but he remembered the size of the beds in the hotel or motel, and he remembered hearing the knock on the door and reaching for his pants and realizing they had vanished. It happened to Ted Kennedy so often.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Mail fraud. Describe Admiral Rachel Levine.
Hey now, come on. She was a starting linebacker for the Belmont Hill school team that went a glittering 1-6.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
Back
it
in
is
19,
ma'am.
1974, and no, they do not have a nickname. That's why I suggested that they use the. They named themselves the Belmont Hill School Pronouns.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you like a second chump line, we have a second chump line. All new messages, ones that didn't make it on the version you just heard today. It's called Chop Chumps. Get Chopped Chumps at around 7 o'clock every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week fully supporting a father's right to paternity leave on the birth or adoption of a new child. Families are the backbone of our nation, but throughout history, generations of new fathers answered the call of duty during national crises. Just saying.
Lovey, I always figured that Joe Biden was more of a Glenn Miller fan, but yesterday he impressed me when he referred to Highway to the Sky, which of course is my favorite Leonard Zeppelin song. In fact, that might be the name of my next duty-free yacht.
That was the original title, you know, for the Highway to Heaven. It was Highway to Outer Space, as Joe Biden put it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three new sound profiles, so everything you're listening to sounds its very best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should 5 to 11-year-olds be forced to get vaccinated before attending public school?
No!
96% say no.
All right. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of Democrat state legislators and also in the integrity of the COVID relief programs. This is from West Haven, Connecticut. Connecticut lawmaker arrested amid probe of West Haven spending. Let's see here. Would you care to guess, Taylor, if he's a Democrat or a Republican?
I'm going to say Democrat.
That would be correct. I'm just looking at, this is a story from NBC Connecticut. I don't even see any reference to his party affiliation, not even deep inside, but he's a chairman of a committee, I think, so he must be a Democrat, right? A Connecticut state legislator who works as an aide to the West Haven City Council. So he's a hack to begin with. He has a hack job at City Hall in addition to being a hack legislator, and he's a double dipper. What could possibly go wrong? I can't imagine that this guy would try to steal money from the taxpayers. Was arrested Tuesday by the FBI. State Representative Michael DeMassa, 30, is accused of defrauding the city of West Haven of more than $600,000, according to the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut. That's Durham's successor, I guess. He was released on a $250,000 bond. DeMassa, the Solon, and another individual formed a company in January, Compass Investment Group, LLC, Limited Liability Corporation. A month later, the company billed the city of New Haven and its, quote, COVID-19 grant department for consulting services purportedly provided to the West Haven Health Department that were not performed, federal officials said. So this is different than the scam setting up companies and then claiming you need cash payments to stop from laying off people. And it's different from claiming that you're unemployed because of COVID, which is PUA, which is what Monica Cannon Grant, the race hustler in Boston's husband, is accused of doing. Between February and September of this year, the city of West Haven paid this phony company a total of $636,783. Wow, good oversight by the city of West Haven, Connecticut, huh? Will you want to guess what he did with the money, Taylor? This is another recurring theme in these stories.
There's so many things he could have done, but what did he do, Howie?
Gambling. He made several large cash withdrawals from the account, some of which were made shortly before or after he was recorded as having made a large cash buy-in of gaming chips at the Mohegan Sun Casino. He bought gaming chips at Mohegan Sun amounting to $33,000 between May 7th and May 15th and another $24,000 between May 21st and 29th. Oh, God. He was first elected to the House of Representatives in Connecticut in 2016, and he's the vice chairman of the Appropriations Committee. I mean, when he's stealing this kind of money, allegedly, shouldn't he be the chairman of the Appropriations Committee? He is not. He is under the terms of his release on $250,000 bail. He will not be allowed to take part in any form of gambling. Is that just at Mohegan Sun, or is he not allowed to go to Foxwoods either? I guess he's not allowed to go anywhere in Connecticut or anywhere else. 844-500-4242. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
You know, Howie, everything the Democrats do, you know, there's been a long debate for a long time. Are they doing it by sheer incompetence or what? No, it's by design, and there should be no doubt about it. And I want to refer you, because a caller back said, you know, we should play some, you said that you should play some Newsmax or whoever, other outlets should play some clips of Joe Biden. There's one particular clip, and I really wish that Taylor could track it down and anyone else who's listening in the audience. There was a clip played on Tucker Carlson's show in late September, excuse me. And it was a clip showing Joe Biden on C-SPAN with his border czar at the time, well, who was not the border czar at the time, but Mallorca, Alexander Mallorca, sitting next to him, looking like a character out of Twin Peaks, but that's aside. And Joe Biden was talking about how he's old stock Irish and how, you know, the European base of the country, it's a good thing that a lot of immigrants come in and there should be streams and loads and carloads and busloads and the whole country should be flooded. And that, and he kept saying that's a good thing. Are you aware of that clip, Howie?
I'm aware of similar clips where he said there needed to be a surge on the border if he was elected. Remember that? And he said that during the campaign. And he also said at one point during 2020 that he thought illegal aliens were better Americans than legal, tax-paying, law-abiding citizens. But I'm not familiar with that particular cut. We'll look for that, okay? Robert, I'd like to see that. I mean, this is insane. And you know what? I for a long time...
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
Yeah, that's the one I remember, surge the border. I don't remember the one he's talking about. But I'm like Robert. I ask myself, is this sheer incompetence or is this by design? If it were sheer incompetence, you have to eventually do something right, right? No matter how bad a hitter you are, eventually you have to make contact with the ball that's being thrown to the plate, right? If you keep taking enough shots, one of them is going to go in the basket. They haven't done anything right. Everything has damaged the American society in some way or another. There hasn't been one positive outcome from anything they have done. So it's got to be by design. And, you know, we've got to get them out of there in the 2022 elections. And if not before then, I mean... I don't understand the end game even for them. That's the thing I still don't understand. Why do they want to destroy the most successful society in human history? The society that has provided more affluence and more freedom to more people that has been a multicultural, multiracial society. Why do they want to destroy that? Why do they want Venezuela, Cuba, Pol Pot's Cambodia, if they can have the United States of America? I don't get it. We'll be right back to talk about vaccines for kids. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America, from then and on, will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
I don't think that's true, but I don't think it's true that the white people are a minority yet, but... You know, do we celebrate diversity? Did Yugoslavia celebrate diversity? Did Lebanon celebrate diversity? Did any of those African countries riven by tribal civil war, did they celebrate diversity? Do we remember a story in the Bible about the Tower of Babel? Do we think if we all speak the same language, we might have a little more in common than if we all speak different languages and we get satellites to put on the roof of our tenements so we can keep getting the television programs from our homeland and not learn the English language? I don't think so. All right. I just want to read you quickly a column by John Poteritz in the New York Post, why Team Biden is purposely scaring folks about kids and COVID. Yeah. They're shortening needles to make them less scary for kids, exclamation point. They're developing a whole new model that doesn't involve mass vaccination sites. Yeah, that was on the front page of the New York Times, which was mistakenly delivered to me this morning. They're not going to have vaccination sites. They're going to have clinics. So the kiddies won't be scared. The Bidenites are desperate to change the focus of the national political conversation. The only thing that he's got left in a positive way, and it's barely a positive way, is his handling of COVID that stands at 49%. So he's even below a majority in his COVID handling. The people who approve of Biden in this regard, we can surmise, are happy with the vaccines and with their own vaccinations and support the imposition of vaccine mandates on others. In other words, they're the feeble-minded people who get their news from network newscasts. And then here's what Poteritz says, which is important, I think, in this case. The number of kids who get really sick from COVID and the number who have died from it is vanishingly small. Some 724,000 Americans are dead of COVID. If you believe their numbers, which I think very few of us do nowadays. The number under the age of 18, 542. And again, I don't believe those numbers. I'm going with Dr. Marty McCary's numbers. He said zero of, at the time he did the survey, 340-odd were dead of COVID, period. They all had comorbidities. But even if you go by their numbers, 542, that's 0.07%. Yet Murthy, that's the Surgeon General, is eager to make it seem as though the vaccination of children is of primary importance. Quote, every child that's vaccinated is one fewer child who is susceptible to the risk we see right now where so many kids have gotten COVID, thousands have been hospitalized, and sadly, we've lost hundreds of children to COVID. Hundreds of children, says John Poteritz in the New York Post, when you're talking about a disease that has killed hundreds upon hundreds of thousands over the age of 18 is an egregious case of emotional misrepresentation. And this is even more important. And consider the false sentiment he expressed immediately afterward. COVID has disrupted our children's lives. It's made school harder. It's disrupted their ability to see friends and family. It's made youth sports more challenging. By getting our kids vaccinated, we have the prospect of protecting them, but also getting all of those activities back, unquote. We all know what BS that is, but I'll let Poteritz spell it out. The disruptions here were deliberate choices made by public health officials, and what we know about them now is that they were the wrong choices. They were unnecessary then, and to the extent that they are ongoing, they are unnecessary now. In 2020, officials had the excuse that they really didn't know better. Now they do, but they're still using children as a political tool. And then he adds, look, I will be happy to see my 11-year-old get vaccinated. I will arrange it first thing when it is made available. But mostly that's about putting him in the position to be free of the behavioral and social burdens that have been improperly placed on him by the one-size-fits-all regulatory madness of the public health bureaucracy that is now trying to generate a panic around childhood vaccinations to try to save their own and Joe Biden's diminishing credibility. Good column by Poteritz, and he sums it up very well. I mean, there's no need for this. There's no need for this. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I just wanted to say I'm up in central New Hampshire. Love your show. I talked to somebody today who had a family member that has a 17-year-old boy who is very, very sick from getting one of the shots. a couple of days after the shot, he got blood clots, and he's in real tough shape.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of young men more than women, for some reason, have gotten sick from taking this vaccine, right?
Yeah, so I'm not anti-vax or pro-vax. I think that parents need to be very careful about what they give their kids for medicine or shots or anything. And this poor kid, he's in the hospital and he can't even walk. And they're telling his parents that they need to make their house handicap accessible now because have no idea when he's going to be back to normal, if at all. So it's very sad. And this is a close member of the family to someone I work with. And so it's real. I wouldn't give it to my kids, and I didn't take it either. And I've had the plague myself, so I feel like I've got a lot of natural immunity.
And the parents and will be blaming themselves for the rest of their lives, even if he recovers, you know, for all the lost time from the recovery. It's just what a horrible situation. Thanks for the call. You know, they think there's been a stampede out of the public schools in the last year and a half because of the Zoom learning or lack of learning. I mean, if they go through with this and they force parents, they're going to have another stampede and a bigger stampede out of the public schools. 844-500-4242. Herman, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Herman.
Howie, thank you for taking my call. Great show. And as you said minutes ago with Robert, your caller, this is by design. This is systematic destruction of the America democracy. Obviously, it's made by Obama, who is behind calling the chat. We are so distracted that next year, if we don't pay attention, it's going to be the last blow that we're going to receive against us from China. We should not go to the Olympic Games in China because they can reinfect everybody. And remember, the Biden said a while ago that it's going to be another pandemic. So that's what they're going to put it on.
They're not going to go to the games, the Olympics in China, because I mean, it seems clearer and clearer that the Chinese, tell Biden what to do or tell his minions what to do. I mean, Biden will not cross the Chinese under any circumstances, Herman. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, but I think our Biden is going to send our delegations to the Olympics. And that's going to be the last blow. So the athletes have to refuse to go and represent this country under Biden.
Herman, that's not going to happen. You know that. I mean, they train all their lives, and they would be brokenhearted if they couldn't go. And you know, you can't ask them to make a stand for everybody and everybody else in the country. You just can't. Thanks for the call, Herman. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. A little while ago, you mentioned you didn't know what the end game of the Democrats was. Well, I'm glad you recognize that. These things are not being done.
Did I lose Frank?
Now.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I was saying the end game of the Democrats is to tear down, destroy capitalism. But the very end game is a globalist government, and to do this, they're going to have to bring all the countries down to more or less the same level. Even socialism or communism is not their goal. It's just a tool that they're using. But the end game is to have a global government run by an authoritarian group, and all the destruction of America is...
I understand, Frank. I'm just saying, but my point is that I don't see how that really benefits. Even the authoritarians, it doesn't benefit, because then you have to live your life in fear that the rabble, the deplorables, whoever... The people who are on the bottom are going to rise up, because eventually they are going to rise up. That's the lesson of human history. I mean, the reason this society has been successful for 250 years plus is that there is this valve that you can rise to a new level. That the people that are at the top of the society economically, socially, they did, a couple of generations ago, the vast majority of them were not at the top. So you if you set up an authoritarian society, eventually there will be a violent revolution against that society. And I don't understand, if you have a society that's working, why would you want to destroy it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But again, we talked about this last week. The new saying is, if it ain't broke, just give it to Joe Biden, and it will be broken. Thanks for the call, Frank. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, hello. I'm just really worried about this next generation because we don't know what birth defect rates are going to be happening. We don't know how it will affect human reproduction.
I know we don't know that, but we also don't know how they're going to adjust to the fact that they've missed all these years of socialization. I mean, that was the one way I thought you could always justify, public school, is that you have to be socialized. You have to learn how to live with other people. But now they're growing up in this paranoid dystopian world where they have to wear masks all the time. They have to deal with social distancing, mandatory vaccinations. I mean, and they're not learning anything. That's the other thing. They're not learning to read. They're not learning to write. They're growing up as illiterate, basically. How can we compete in a world in a global world? You know, where everything is interconnected, Mary. If our American youth don't know anything,
That's correct. Keep off balance.
That's right. You know, the states that are still doing the standardized testing are seeing terrible drops in the performances of students. They were already way down, and they're going to keep going down. That, why do you think these states are, you know, the teachers' unions say we don't need any more standardized testing. We got to go to equity. We can't give It's not just, you know, protecting certain ethnic groups that don't do as well as other ethnic groups. It's also to disguise the fact that nobody's learning anything anymore in the public schools. Thanks for the call, Mary. 844-500-4242. The fall is too hectic to fret over meal prep. Between work, school, and social obligations, I need the few hours left over in the day to spend quality time with loved ones, not doing dishes and chopping vegetables or going to the grocery store. If you want to lighten your load so you can focus on your true priorities, I recommend HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to my doorstep, giving me a head start on meals and freeing up the rest of the evening for much-needed me time. Since it's 30% cheaper than the grocery store, HelloFresh saves me both a trip and a buck. And the supermarket that I go to, the city has just reinstated the mask mandates. Do you think I want to deal with Karens? Do you want to deal with Karens at the supermarket? No, you don't. You can get it deliveries fresh to your doorstep or your front door every week from HelloFresh. And
when did this happen?
Couple of weeks ago. For me, it happened a couple of weeks. Not in Florida, in Massachusetts. Okay. The one I go to in Massachusetts. I'm going back to Massachusetts for Grace's wedding, so I'm going to be dealing with this BS again. Not for a lengthy period of time, but for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it stinks.
I mean, I took a picture of myself when the mask mandate went away with the manager of the store. We said, yay, and he went back and announced it, and all these idiots didn't even know and they just were ripping their masks off. Now you have to put your mask back on.
Well, go back up to him, show him that picture, said, what happened to this?
It's not his fault.
I guess, but HelloFresh is a great way to get around that. And yeah. I'm looking forward this week to having my Thai shrimp with candied peanuts. Sounds like a great dish. It's like a salad. But it's a little bit heartier with some seafood. It's going to be great.
And Grace and Patrice from Arlington is going for the prosciutto wrapped chicken for dessert, Pillsbury pumpkin cookie dough for cookies. This is great stuff. Plus, with farm fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Options like quick and easy meals and 10 to 15 minute recipes make for fast and no fuss weekend dinners with the family. Delicious recipes like melty Monterey Jack burgers or crispy maple mustard chicken are a hit for the parents and kids alike. This fall, I'm also looking forward to the mini pumpkin cheesecake, apricot pecan biscuit bake, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. And it's not just dinner. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, after-dinner treats for the kids, and wholesome snacks to keep us all energized and focused. HelloFresh eases my chaotic schedule and makes me feel calm and capable. That's a win in my book. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie, just a quickie. A quarter of a million of the population, 85 million is 0 to 17 years old. You divide that 542 by that, your chances of dropping dead from COVID are 6-point-something millionths of 1%.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, I thought that number seemed pretty high that Poteritz came up with. I mean, as ludicrously small as it was, it seemed like, I agree. I think you have a, if you look at the numbers, and we did this with McCary before with him, I think you have a better chance of, drowning in a bucket, for instance, than you do of dying of COVID if you're under the age of 18. It's ridiculous, and there's no reason. And I fault the mainstream media for not making these numbers known. I mean, because they're not unavailable. They're out there publicly. And even if you use their own numbers, the deep state's numbers, there's nothing here. Thanks for the call, Nick. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Biden wants everyone to pay their fair share.
Yes.
Why don't he pay back this $500,000 in back taxes?
Couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, he used, he's always talking about these loopholes. He used a big bleeping loophole. I think it's called Section S or something like that. So he claims that he's not taking income from, like, say, the advances on his stupid book that nobody read, or the speeches that he makes. He puts it into a corporation, and so he doesn't have to take it out as income, and he takes it out as a dividend, that he doesn't have to pay the Medicare or Social Security taxes on it. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Bob, and that's a very good point. 844-500-4242. I'll tell you the new podcast, what it says Whitey wanted to do to me when he was in prison in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Howie Carr.